USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Actor Sean Connery has died. The BBC says that word came from his family. Connery is best known as playing Agent 007 in the long-running James Bond franchise. His other films include The Hunt for Red October, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, as well as The Rock. He won many awards, including 3 Golden Globes, as well as an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in the 1988 film The Untouchables. Sean Connery, who has not been well for some time, died in his sleep in the Bahamas. He had just turned 90 back in August. President Trump will be in the Keystone State today, the third day before Election Day. He'll crisscross Pennsylvania, a crucial swing state that he won in 2016. Meanwhile, former President Obama will join his old running mate Joe Biden in Michigan, a state Trump won in an upset 4 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The teenager accused of killing 2 men during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is being sent back there. 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse has been held in a juvenile facility near his home in Antioch, Illinois, where he turned himself in to local police just after the shooting. A county judge ordered him to return to Wisconsin to face multiple homicide and weapons charges. The Washington Post reports that he used an assault rifle that a friend had bought for him, and that Rittenhouse enlisted the friend's help several months earlier because he was too young to legally buy the gun and AR-15 himself. All of that according to records made public Friday. The Louisville police officer who was shot during the botched narcotics raid on Breonna Taylor's apartment has filed a countersuit against Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly claims in the suit that Walker committed battery, assault, and intentional emotional distress. Walker is a licensed gun owner who said that he believed intruders had entered the home. He filed a civil suit against the city and the police department last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Drivers, be ready to turn your clock an hour back. From the USA Radio Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
People across most of America are getting set to turn their clocks back this weekend as daylight savings time ends. Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says this brings the usual challenges on the roads starting next week.
It might be most pronounced on Monday, but really for the next 2 weeks, we know that we're going to see an increase in crashes as a result of this.
McKinley also telling Denver's KUSA TV9 why it's such a problem when clocks shift.
Every time we make this switch in either direction, it just messes with our internal clocks, and that makes us more likely to get less sleep.
When it comes to falling back an hour tomorrow morning and then springing forward 1 hour on March 14th next year, the changes can make a person cuckoo.
Linda Marcassoni runs Heritage House Clocks in Dallas, Texas. She tells us with thousands of clocks in her store, they're all set at different times.
Since we don't have all the clocks in the store running, it's really not a big deal for us to change the time on them.
Her busiest time comes when people call her shop after they use the wrong hand on their clocks to change the time. Her tip? Be sure to use the long hand. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.